Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Sarah Hawley, author of the new novel, A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon. Author Allie Hazelwood wrote about the novel, whimsically sexy, charmingly romantic, and magically hilarious. This book put a spell on me and bewitched me body and soul. Sarah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, if someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon, how would you describe the novel?
I would say it is a very funny fantasy rom-com about a magically challenged witch who accidentally summons a demon when she instead meant to summon flour to bake some muffins. And because she has this prophecy hanging over her head that she's going to be an incredible witch and make her family proud, when her mother comes inquiring, she tries to explain away the demon's presence by saying that it's her boyfriend. And she summoned him for a soul bargain, which means that he can't leave her side until she gives over her soul, which is her magic and her emotions combined. And she obviously doesn't want to do that. The summoning was a mistake to begin with. So they're left sort of being awkward roommates slash fake dating each other while he tries to get the soul out of her and she tries to find a way out of the bargain, and they fall in love in the process.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to writing the novel?
I've been trying to remember that. I just knew I come from having written a lot of fantasy projects before and read a lot of romance before. I decided I wanted to try combining the two and writing a fantasy romance. This is the first romance I tried my hand at writing. And I wanted a witch. I knew that much for the heroine, just because I adore magic. I think magic systems are one of the most interesting things in fantasy novels. And somewhere there, I just had an idea about who would be the last person in the world that a witch would want around. And that would probably be a demon who needs her soul. And I thought that would be an interesting place of conflict to start from.
What was your original writing journey that led you to writing and getting your first novel published?
Gosh, I've been writing for a very long time. I always had writing projects growing up. I think my first official novel was about 25 pages long when I was 10 years old. So I always knew I wanted to do it. And I started trying very seriously. In 2017, I started querying for agents. And that was with a fantasy novel. And so I've been agented since then and trying to get my foot in the door with fantasy. And it's been just a long process full of lots of rejection, as many authors know. And eventually I just decided, like I said, I'd been trying for so long in the fantasy space. And I was like, well, I really enjoy reading romance. I love romance as a genre. Why don't I actually try writing it? And I think I had a little bit of imposter syndrome, but because I had read so much romance, I felt like I couldn't live up to all of my favorites. So finally deciding, okay, I'm going to write a romance. And you know what? I'm going to let myself be very silly with it. It ended up being the idea that finally worked. So I'm extremely happy.
And so do you think that you're going to go back to the fantasy projects and try to achieve success in publishing with one of those as well?
Hopefully. I mean, my ideal career would be having multiple streams of books going out because I absolutely adore writing romance now. I'm having a lot of fun. I would love to continue doing that indefinitely. I would also love to publish some fantasy projects, some sci-fi projects. I mean, it's all careers are hopefully very long, so there's time to figure it all out. But my ideal world would be publishing a mix of the genres that I really love.
What was your writing process when you were working on A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon? Did you outline the novel before you wrote it? Did you just kind of dive into the narrative to see where it takes you? What was that process like for you?
A little bit of both. I did not outline this very thoroughly. In fact, I did not know how they were going to resolve the conflict of him needing her soul when I started writing it. I just kind of came up with the idea about halfway through when I was at the gym. I was like, oh, that's how I'll do it. So I generally do a loose three-act structure. I know where I'm going, but I sort of like to meander on my way there and see where the characters take me. And in terms of process, I work full-time, so my writing mostly is on the weekends and then where I can squeeze it in other times. So a lot of it was just sort of exploring and playing around and developing the world. I would say there's two more books coming in the Glimmer Falls series, and those are more stringently outlined, but still with wiggle room. I'm never going to be a completely organized plotter.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you remember having any challenges while writing the novel? And if so, how did you overcome that?
Yes, I would say the major challenge would be trying to draft during the pandemic. I started writing this in 2020, and it was just hard. It's hard being in a mental headspace to write something very funny and romantic when you're kind of terrified all the time of what's going on in the world. So it definitely took longer to draft than usually books take me. It took about a year off and on, whereas normally I can be quite a bit of a binge writer and write a book in a couple of months. So it was definitely just took a much longer time to do, just trying to get in the headspace to write it when so much else was going on in the world.
Well, with your experience of writing fantasy and now this romance novel, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
Yeah, I would say make it a habit, however much of a habit you can make it. Not everyone can write every day, but just get in the practice of it and acknowledge that your words don't have to be good. Your first draft is not there to be good. It's just there to exist. And then you can sort of carve something better out of it in edits. So I guess releasing some of the self-judgment, letting yourself play, not assuming it has to be amazing out of the gate. And then writing what brings you joy. I think when I got bogged down in previous projects, there's one in particular where I was writing what I thought, and of course I had no idea. I was like, I thought it might sell. This seems like an idea that could sell. And it wasn't coming from a place of passion of, I really love this idea. And that stalled out pretty quickly. So you do have to have the combination of your passion and the diligence of writing all the time, and then the resilience to just keep going in the face of rejection and who knows what else is going on in your life.
Sure. Are you working on a new novel now?
Yes. So the three books for Glimmer Falls have all been turned in. So I've got a new idea that I'm just in the stages of coming up with characters, and I don't have a three-act structure yet, so I'm letting my brain play a little bit. It's going to be similar whimsical fantasy rom-com set in the Pacific Northwest, but because I don't have a solid plot yet, I can't tell you a whole lot about it. I'm just really enjoying being in the ideating stage.
What novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I really liked, it's a book coming out soon. It's called Bear With Me Now by Katie Shepherd. It's a contemporary romance about a man struggling with some mental health issues who goes to a wilderness camp and ends up falling in love with the camp's handy woman who rescues him from a bear. That was really fun. I really liked The Dead Romantics by Ash Poston. What else have I been reading? The Lady Wisteria Society of Lady Scoundrels by India Holton, which is a very funny historical rom-com, fantasy rom-com. There's flying houses and lady pirates and things. And, oh gosh, I'm like, what am I reading right now? I feel like I've always got about four or five books open that I'm in various stages of reading. Like, I'm looking at A Court of Silver Flames. I've been, by Sarah J. Maas, I've been technically reading that for probably about 8 months now. But I kind of flit from book to book in a way that is not productive for getting them done quickly.
Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novels?
Yes, my author website is sarahhawleyauthor.com, and I do have a newsletter where you can subscribe for updates, and my social media, my handles are all Ms. Sarah Hawley. I'm most active on Instagram and Twitter, not really on Facebook. Technically, there's a page there, but yes, my author website will always have links to the various places I'm active.
Well, again, we've been speaking to Sarah Hawley, author of the new novel, A Witch's Guide to Fate Dating a Demon. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Sarah, thanks for doing this interview.
No, thank you. This was wonderful.
Absolutely.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.